Welcome back, everybody. Free Fall Baltimore kicks off tomorrow, and for the entire month of October, artists and arts organizations all around Baltimore will offer free concerts, exhibitions, and performances. And one of the most highly anticipated of these will take place Saturday afternoon when the great jazz saxophonist, composer, and teacher Carl Grubbs presents a piece inspired by Baltimore's Inner Harbor. The piece is called Inner Harbor Suite Revisited, a tribute to Baltimore. And Carl Grubbs joins me in the studio along with his wife, Barbara Harrell Grubbs, who produces events like this for their organization, Contemporary Arts. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Carl, how does a place, a physical place, serve as the muse for a musical composition?
Well, when I first moved here, I didn't know that much about Baltimore, so it took me a while to really get used to being here, and really I just started learning things about it about the city that I didn't know. And I'm a people watcher. You know, I like to sit back and just watch people and not say anything. And just from that, I just kind of get the vibe about what's going on.
And the harbor's a great place to do that.
Yeah, and then I'm a musician, so that's the way I can express myself is through the music, you know.
And Barbara, you do, for example, every year a tribute to John Coltrane, Carl's cousin, I guess, right? Naima was married to John Coltrane,
yes.
So Carl, knew John Coltrane and sort of studied at his feet. You do these kinds of events throughout the year through your organization, Contemporary Arts. This particular project grew from a Baker Artist Award, and it brings a lot of different people together, doesn't it?
Yes, and it's really a Ruby's Project grant. Mm-hmm. He received, managed by the Greater Baltimore Cultural Alliance, funded by the Deutsch Foundation. So we've taken that grant and we've just tried to stretch it out and make sure that Baltimoreans have access to the music and have an opportunity to hear this love song.
Yeah.
To the city of Baltimore, this tribute to the city of Baltimore. So we're very excited about having this time, this second or third time around, being able to do that.
Yeah, that's why you're calling it Revisited, because have you tweaked it a little bit since you first composed it?
Yes. Well, I added strings, really a string quartet, which is good. Mm-hmm. And then I also wrote some newer material. I had this piece that I call Water. It's just strings in the rhythm section. And I was going to play on it, but then when I heard the strings play it, I said, it's nothing more for me to play, So
So let's talk about the scoring. So you've got a string quartet, you've got two violins, a viola, and a cello.
Yes.
And then you're playing sax. Who else is playing?
Piano, bass, drums, and percussion.
Mm-hmm. And was that juxtaposition of the sort of classical acoustic instruments and the jazz instrumentation, was that a challenge and fun to do?
Yes. It's interesting. Normally, I would use piano, bass, and drums and saxophone, but I've noticed that having a percussionist really gives the rhythm section to sound fuller to me. And then too, having the strings, it just added another color and flavor to the music. And this is something I've been wanting to do for a while. So when I had the chance to do it, I just jumped on it.
Yeah. And of course, the Inner Harbor, Barbara, a great place to do it because that's where this whole idea came from. And this is actually going to be outside in Pierce's Park. Now we got our fingers crossed about the weather.
Yes.
They're talking about, hurricanes landing on the coast of Virginia, on Saturday night. So who knows what the weather will be like. But this will be an outdoor event right in the thick of things.
Right. Well, we began to work on this in 1983 when Carl received his National Endowment Grant. That was an exciting moment because the Merchants of Harvard Place gave us an opportunity to perform in the Pratt Street Building. And so we thought, where else should it be but at the Inner Harbor, where it was conceived and the ideas were conceived by Carl. So we've been excitedly trying to pursue opportunities to present the Inner Harbor Suite throughout the years.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun, and I'm honored to be asked to be the MC for the event. So
yes.
We're going to keep our fingers crossed about the rain, and we will see you all on Saturday afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Carl Grubbs will present his Inner Harbor Suite at Baltimore's Inner Harbor Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Come on down and join us. We'll be in Pierce's Park. That's right next to the Columbus Center on Pier 5 in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. More information on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning.